Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm still on this mission of Lord and Savior. Like I said, I was talking to my brother last night about this, actually my family, but my brother was talking about how he really enjoyed Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John growing up, and he had read it a lot. And it's just not something I was really super interested in. And I just find it interesting that I always believed in the name of Jesus Christ. I was always, you know, born again Christian. And I was always focused on what do we do now? Now that we're born again, what do we do? Now that we believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Romans, what is this new administration, the administration of grace? And kind of trying to figure out in my mind how to walk properly or set my course of life in a way or in a manner that aligns with God. But recently I've been going through this whole Lord and Savior thing with Jesus Christ and His words, and I've been going back, and John is the book that I really have been enjoying, and I've been reading it and just filling my mind with it right now. And I just love the fact that to follow somebody, you got to follow the words that they say. I mean, anybody in a leadership position, you either like them or don't, but you listen to what they say, and then you kind of watch their acts and see if they perform the acts which was wherewith or with which they speak, you know. And I think it's just amazing that when Christ spoke or Jesus spoke, it was always about God. It was always bringing people back to God. It wasn't about Him. And I love that because that's easy to follow. My relationship with God is the number one thing in my life. Grace, which is that loving disposition, and peace will make you full or will fill you up through the instrument of the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God and a true and personal relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. That's in 2 Peter. So I've been reading this stuff, and I want to go into a little bit of what he said because it's just blessing me. I just find it amazing. If you go to John chapter 5, verse 30, it says, I can do of mine own self, excuse me, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father that hath sent me. And I think about this in my life, like, do you seek your own will? Heck yes. Yeah, I seek my own will. Yeah, I seek. Absolutely, I'm going towards like the things that I want and the things that I want to do. And sometimes the subconscious things that I'm trying to achieve that have nothing to do with biblical stuff. You know what I mean? It's for probably my own ego. But I think it's incredible that our Lord and Savior, it was all about God. I don't seek mine own will. I seek that which I seek the will of Him that sent me. Verse 31, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. If I'm talking about myself, my witness isn't true. Verse 32, there is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Ye sent unto John, and he bare witness of the truth. John spoke of Jesus Christ coming, the prophet coming. Verse 34, but I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. This is John the Baptist. John came as a light, and they were willing to receive him for a time as light. Verse 36, but I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. He was there to finish the works. He was there to end the law. He came to save us. He came and died for us. By one man, sin entered into the world, and by one man, that was relieved from us. Adam transgressed, Christ Jesus fulfilled the law, that we can live free. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous, and you have the living water, the pneumahagion, the spirit, that you have that spiritual life. In fact, I'm going to go over that really, really quick. really, 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 really quick. If you jump over to John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the spirit, and that's that pneuma, that maketh alive or quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life. You have the living water in you the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And the five senses can't handle that, because there's five senses and there's the spirit. But it's the spirit that giveth life. It's the spirit that brings you and manifests the life of God in you, makes visible that life. And it's beautiful that it's through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, a man that only spoke when spoken to, when it comes to God. When he spoke, God told him to speak. He was sent to do the will of his Father. And we get to rejoice in that. And that just makes me happy. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ, because that's the reverence that God demands. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on. I pray for today that I can knock out these chairs, that it is not on my list to do during the week, and it gets done. I also pray for just everything that's going on, that there's no problems with the sofa, and that we can knock that out, and that if we have to do the cover, that's not a problem. I also pray for this week that little festival thing we're going to, that you just bless that and show us kind of how to continue with the homesteading. And again, I just thank you for each and every moment of my life, for my family, for the boys, for the health of the family. I'm very grateful for all that. My dad, my stepmom, stepdad, all of them, and just everyone we work with. I pray for each and every one of your believers today, and for a hedge of protection around them, and just for a great day. I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.